This is VOA News. VOA Remote, I'm Krista Melton.
The global numbers for coronavirus are still rising. Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center has put the global caseload now at 65,862,427. The death toll is at 1,518,096. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says he will ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days when he assumes office on January 20th in order to reduce infections. The U.S. caseload is at 14,367,459, and 278,872 Americans have died of COVID-19. In South Korea, a spike in COVID-19 cases has public health officials urging people to move Christmas and New Year's festivities from in-person to online. South Korea reported 629 new coronavirus cases on Friday. That's a nine-month high in a country that for months has been a model of virus containment. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said 463 of the new infections were from Seoul and its surrounding areas. Italy's prime minister signed an order on Thursday limiting travel within the country during the Christmas holiday period until January 6th. Allowances will be made for work as well as health and emergency reasons. Italy recorded 23,255 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday and 933 deaths. French President Emmanuel Macron has credited the good behavior of the French for a recent improvement in coronavirus numbers in that country. He praised his fellow countrymen before announcing that the coronavirus vaccine will only be administered across France after a transparent and expert evaluation. He cautioned citizens not to let their guard down. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. The U.S., the United Kingdom was the first nation to greenlight that vaccine. The challenge for Bahrain, which is going to greenlight the vaccine, will be keeping the vaccine cold enough. It must be stored at temperatures around minus 70 degrees Celsius. Bahrain routinely registers summer temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius. Bahrain has already inoculated 6,000 people with a Chinese vaccine that uses a dead version of the virus. The Mideast nation had nearly 88,000 cases of the coronavirus and almost 350 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Friday a resolution to a bitter dispute with Qatar seemed within reach after Kuwait announced progress toward ending a row that Washington says hampers a united Gulf front against Iran. The United States and Kuwait have worked to end the dispute, during which Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt have imposed a diplomatic, trade, and travel embargo on Qatar since mid-2017. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner held talks in Doha on Wednesday following a visit to Saudi Arabia. A source in Washington familiar with the discussions told Reuters a tentative deal had been reached by the parties that could be signed in a few weeks. Donald Trump's campaign said it filed a lawsuit in the state of Georgia state court on Friday seeking to invalidate the presidential election results there. The Trump campaign said in a statement its new lawsuit would include sworn statements from Georgia residents alleging fraud. Georgia state officials have said repeatedly they found no evidence of widespread fraud in the November 3rd election. Trump's team and various individuals backing him have suffered a string of legal defeats around the country, including in cases filed in Nevada and Wisconsin that sought court orders to reverse those states' election results. President-elect Biden won the election with 306 electoral college votes. That's past the 270 required votes to win. Mr. Trump got 232 electoral college votes. Trump's campaign has spent nearly $9 million on its unsuccessful bid to overturn the results of the election. That includes nearly $2.3 million for lawyers and consultants. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday declined to comment on reports of a potential deal involving a senior Huawei executive being held under house arrest in Vancouver. He said his top priority was the release of two Canadians currently being held in China as retaliation. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.